All right, so now we're live on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so we're doing a test out there in Blog Talk Radio land. If anybody's listening, the dog is barking like crazy. Yeah, just give him a little, just a little nudge. All right, so I'm joined live today on this Saturday morning. And now we are on YouTube. I did forget we're on YouTube right now, not Facebook. So that I don't know if that's going to make a difference or not. But that's where we're broadcasting to, our YouTube page. Yeah, Max, you've got to stop. Okay, don't stop. And so anytime you want to speak into it, Agent Smith, that's fine. But we do need to find out Blog Talk Radio too, right?
I just loaded Blog Talk Radio. This
is what okay, what she would do though, what she would do is she wouldn't go to Blog Talk Radio. She would use her Skype number to call into.
Right, that I get, but I'm listening to it so I can hear what I hear.
That's what you're hearing?
Yeah. This is what I hear on Blog Talk Radio.
It's probably not under X-Man 777. Yeah, you got to go to blogtalkradio.com/. That's nice.
This is where I'm at right now.
Right there?
Yeah.
Where's that coming from?
So I went to Watchman, which it says is on air right now.
Right.
And then
test.
I clicked the play button here. And this is what I hear.
Okay, so I will call in then.
That's really weird. Where was that coming from?
Unless you open up another tab, go to the Watchman and try it for yourself.
Yeah, I'm listening. You want to use my phone to do any call-ins or anything? So now he's hearing it. And of course, the little reverb. Just in case you want to listen on Omega Radio, maybe.
So you'll need to mute the microphone on this.
On
my mic, so it's not recording.
All right, so where do I mute? Okay, I'll mute. I just muted YouTube, but that then they wouldn't hear on YouTube, right?
Testing.
Did you do a test?
I did a test from the microphone on the Logitech, and that is not coming through on Blog Talk.
You sound pretty clear here. Does he sound clear to you?
Well, it was picking up from one of the mics.
You want me to call in?
I'll call in.
Okay, so I've got area code 571. So I'm going to bring you live onto the broadcast now. Hello, welcome, Agent Smith.
Hello.
Oh, nice and clear now.
Yes, well, it is coming through the phone at the moment.
Okay, so the double that I'm hearing, the reverb, is just because I'm also hearing you in the background of this microphone. Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, you're nice and clear. So what are you doing differently? You're calling in from the phone, but now are you being heard on YouTube and are you being heard on Omega Radio? So if I go to Omega Radio, let's see what it sounds like there real quick. Omega Radio. And we'll do a tester. And so we're live on Omega Radio.
So you can hear the Omega Radio now?
I'm listening right now.
Live on Omega Radio?
Yep, there it is.
Okay. So the interesting thing with Omega Radio is I think you can hear me both from the Logitech and from my phone.
I hear like three different voices in my earphones and then this, so.
I just hung up my phone.
Okay, but you're still.
So I just hung up my phone.
Okay, but you're still.
Now you should only be able to hear me from.
Oh, because are you still on Blog Talk Radio though? Did you call into Blog Talk?
I did call into Blog Talk, so this is where the challenge is. I see what's going on. Because Omega Radio is technically loading only from that phone.
Okay.
But Omega Radio is loading both from the mic and from the phone, because Omega Radio is pulling the feed straight from the live stream.
Okay.
So Omega Radio is getting both. So we need to figure out if there's a way to get Blog Talk Radio to pull from the live stream. That's basically our dilemma.
Okay, so if Patricia's upstairs and she has the Skype and she calls into 818-369-0326 on her computer,
mm-hmm.
she shows up here.
Yeah, see, the problem is
there's
a delay between the two.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. One of them is loading nearly live, and the other one has like a 20 or 30 second delay.
Oh.
So when, since it hears both the phone through Skype and the live stream, it's technically playing both on Omega Radio.
Okay.
On the Blog Talk Radio, it's only hearing the phone.
Okay. Okay.
So.
You want that paper? And so
one potential fix for this.
Yeah.
One potential fix would be a wireless mic.
Like this microphone?
Like a mic like this, but wireless instead of corded.
A wireless mic. Isn't that what the Logitech is?
No. Because right now that's going through the computer, the whole thing's going through the computer.
Okay.
The wireless mic would be going through this system here, so you'd hear it on Omega Radio like you hear you.
Okay.
But that would allow this, instead of being connected to the cord, she could have it upstairs.
Okay.
And it would be going through this system.
Okay.
The
I mean, even from upstairs, it would go through this scissors down here.
Yeah.
But we have to get a different mic.
We'd have to have a different mic.
Is that mic going to work?
It's a corded mic. You'd have to have a wireless, like a cordless mic.
Okay.
Battery operated.
Do they make those? Okay.
Off of those.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what all churches
are using.
Whenever you have the people up on the stage and they're singing.
What I use, that's a cordless mic. Gotcha.
It's the same kind of mic, uses the same kind of cords, but there is a base station that receives the signal that has one of these that's connected. So this would go into the receiving base station, and then the mic has batteries in it that you could take around.
Okay, and it would go up there.
That would make the mic go through here, which is both heard on Blog Talk Radio and on Omega Radio as a single feed.
Okay.
Instead of two feeds.
Okay, and YouTube.
And YouTube, because on YouTube.
Yeah.
So if I'm talking through this mic, you should be able to hear me on YouTube.
Yes.
And you should be able to hear me on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
And you should be able to hear me on Omega Radio.
Correct.
Which means that if we replace this with a cordless mic.
Okay.
You should be able to do all three.
That she has upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
now she's on Wi-Fi up there. Do we need to hardline her?
No, it wouldn't matter.
It would not matter.
No, because everything would still work the same.
It's still going. So the hardwire
thing that we would do is on the settings for her computer.
Yeah.
When she joins, instead of using the built-in mic, when she connects, we would mute the built-in mic.
The built-in mic,
yeah.
Does that have to be done every time?
That way, each time she connects, because there is no way to tell it not to use the mic at all. So you would mute her built-in mic, so she would be able to hear here.
Okay.
You'd be able to see here, but she would be using a mic like that, actually, upstairs.
Still using the headset so she could hear.
Yeah. And if she wanted to not have one like that, they also have the kinds of pastors use that are open ear with a little boom.
Oh, okay.
That's nearly invisible.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to use a lapel mic. Those
no.
sound horrible.
Right.
But
okay.
They've got the over the ear. Those are more expensive. You end up spending $350 or so for something like that.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to do that
yeah.
if we don't have to. Okay. So.
So, but if you muted the built-in mic, and so she was using a mic like one of those.
Okay, so how do you mute the mic? Just so, because I normally set it up morning.
In here, there's a mute.
Oh, that's it. That's
you just click that, and it would mute this mic.
Okay.
And then if she has one of those, she'd be going to the exact same system you are.
Because that would be live up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the video would still be going through. Everything would still be working like it's supposed to, except the audio feed, instead of being from this, which is only on YouTube, it would be through that, which is on all of the systems.
Okay.
Because when she calls in with Skype, it's two separate audio feeds.
Right.
So Omega Radio is picking up one faster and the other one behind because it's coming through Blog Talk Radio.
But she still has to call into Omega Radio?
No. She wouldn't have to because she would be live from a mic. You would have to... In order,
oh, so she would be just like me.
You should be just like you.
We're running
like
off the same deal.
Off the same thing.
Okay.
So,
just like she's
with your box where you adjust the volumes and stuff, whether it's here or here, wherever you're, because it would
no
be
idea.
The same cord that you have here.
Whoa!
So it's nice whenever they're.
Yeah.
Table.
Yeah. That's
anyway, not. So the same mic that you have here.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Let's get this guy over here. This guy over here. I think we're okay. It's a good test to see if that worked.
So this only has to be plugged in when you actually need to use it. All right, so I'm going to put these over here for now. Anyway.
Yeah, where does this thing go? This way. Where did this must have been? There we go.
Okay, so this cord is plugged in directly to here. So that means this is the level for the mic for this one. So
okay.
If she was cordless, this would go into the wireless receiver, and then this would be her audio.
Now, when you say... the wireless receiver, does that mean it's going to go in there?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be pulled out.
Yeah, then, so this mic would go away.
Away.
Although you could still use it if you needed something down here.
Right.
You just unplug the wireless receiver, plug this mic in, and you're good.
Okay. So for her wireless up there, there's something just that's plugged into here?
Yeah, so let's get some paper.
All right, right there. And here's a pen. That should be okay.
Okay, so where this is, you have your box here.
Okay, that's the box.
So you have these two connections.
Right.
And this one goes over here to your mic.
Correct.
So this is your microphone.
Okay.
And this one currently is coming
to this
one. Mic.
Right.
So what we would do is we would get rid of this, and there is a box, and this is a wireless receiver, and then you would have a so these connect together wirelessly, and this connection here would then connect to this.
Okay.
So
where is this box going to be?
Down here.
It's going to be down here, so I have another box.
So just like this cord is a short cord that connects to this,
right?
You'd have the same short cord that connects to this.
This.
Okay.
Yes, and then the microphone upstairs is picking up from here.
So then the microphone... This microphone would then be able to be, you could roam around with it and it would wirelessly connect to this, which then feeds the signal into here. So it'd be just like this corded mic, but this connects instead of the mic, and then the mic itself allows you to roam.
Okay, now this mic down here will be able to be muted until she's ready to come on the air, right?
Right.
Because I'm like 30 minutes by myself, and then she joins me, but I don't want any upstairs noise going on.
Right. So on cordless mics, there's a power button.
There's a power button. Got it.
So in order to keep the battery from draining.
Right.
So most of them, almost everyone I've ever used,
has
a button you press and hold down.
Right.
And then the power comes on.
Correct.
Once the power comes on, it's live and you're ready to talk.
Okay.
If you tap the power button and let go, and it's not like a tap, it's like press and let go, it mutes the mic.
Correct. We have that at church.
It's mute.
Got it.
And then you press and let go again, it's unmute.
Good.
So, and then when you're done, you press and hold, and then it powers off.
Until the green light comes on or the orange light. Got it.
Yeah, when it's orange, it's mute.
Okay.
And if it goes off, it's off.
So where do I get these from, and how much do you think we're looking at?
Sweetwater is probably one of the easiest places to find this kind of thing.
But I have to have it ready for Monday.
Well, for Monday.
Monday.
You're going to be out of luck. Yeah, your best bet would be to like go to like Guitar Center or something like that and see if they have
something like what we're looking for
locally.
Okay. Does Best Buy have that?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No, this is not the kind of thing that we sell.
Oh, gotcha.
And being said it's a Saturday, there's no way to...
All right, so you said this was an option. Is there another option?
That's your primary option.
That's the primary option.
That one right there will fix the issue.
It'll fix everything.
So alternately, you either not going to hear her on Blog Talk Radio.
We have to have her on Blog Talk. We have to have him hear her on Blog Talk Radio, too. And he's calling in from Australia.
He's calling from Australia, and you're needing to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
You'll have that same problem.
Right. Because when he came on, he was reverberating like crazy.
Yeah, it's because the two. Okay. This is the one that does Omega Radio.
Yeah, this is Omega Radio, and we're live right now on Omega. And again, that's really cool because we should be right directly. Not sure what the time frame is on it.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Okay. So we're waiting for the delay. Undelay. Hey, maybe undelay is undelay. The Mexicans came up with without delay.
You never know.
Undelay. That was not a statement against Mexicans. That was very bold of them. Undelay. Jeremiah Johnson's on there. He's not supposed to be on there. Why would Jeremiah Johnson be on there? No. Let's do this different. Go this way. Come on.
It's probably because you have that under deck B here.
Oh, okay. So we're still waiting for a test? There it is. Test it.
Okay.
So we're live on Block.
Still waiting for a test.
Omega.
There it is. Test it. Okay. So we're live on Blog Conferences. Omega.
Not too far of a, not too bad, right? So let's see what the delay is.
Not too far of a, not too bad, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So let's see what the delay is. Not too bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm. So we're pretty close to being right here.
That's pretty quick. So we're pretty close to being right here.
Very good sound.
Very good sound.
Okay, so that doesn't do anything for us. Okay, that doesn't do anything for us.
Did we get rid of StreamYard?
No, it's still going.
Is it going?
Did we get rid of StreamYard?
Okay, that's good.
Let's try something here.
Okay.
What's her email address?
Her email address is Patricia Joy Xavier, Xavier, at gmail.com.
Okay. Give me a minute. We're going to try this.
Okay.
If this works, then we have a fix.
If this works, we have a fix. We need a fix.
A big one. Where's Maxie? The barking dog. There you are. You're barking at everybody. For
a baby. Need a fix.
What are you, a dog? Are you a watchdog?
All right, so. Now, YouTube, we need to get to New Wine Ministry TV rather than New Wine Radio. I've never dreamed.
I've never dreamed for StreamYard.
You want, okay, you need StreamYard? Okay, there's StreamYard.
StreamYard.
I just unmuted. Okay, you need StreamYard? Okay, there's StreamYard.
I just unmuted.
Well, we know it's on, so let me do. All right, so I see Patricia. Should I bring her on live?
You can. I think it's
people on Patricia. Should I bring her on live?
Okay. I hear you. Go ahead and speak again.
All right. Well, I can hear you. And I can hear myself.
Go ahead and speak again.
Okay. There is a little reverb here in my mic, though. You want to hear it?
It's possible. It's because you can hear me from over there.
Okay. Is that sounding right, Daniel?
So that way, if you can still hear me.
I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead and talk again.
Yeah, I don't hear myself on Blog Talk Radio anymore, which means you're on StreamYard.
Only on StreamYard.
So if I unmute, you should be able to hear me on Blog Talk Radio again.
And that's where I get the reverb. Radio, radio, radio.
Yeah, I can hear myself on Blog Talk Radio, but I don't hear a reverb.
Yeah.
I'm not very loud.
You're crystal clear, but again, it just has that reverb going on. And again, that might be caused by something. You want to hear it out of these mics?
Well, it's I should be coming through StreamYard, and I should be coming through Blog Talk Radio. So I muted StreamYard.
Now you're crystal clear, singular.
Okay. So I muted StreamYard, and now I'm only on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, but you're not on the YouTube video.
So, yeah, that would mean on the YouTube video, you don't hear me.
Okay. That wouldn't be good.
I am unmuting StreamYard. So on Blog Talk Radio, I don't hear a reverb.
Okay, do you want to listen through these microphones and see what it sounds like?
Yeah, I'll come over and...
Okay, and I'll talk through those.
All right.
Why is that going on? So that's really good. So I'll talk through this.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the broadcast today. It's just perfect to be here. We're having a beautiful Feast of Tabernacles, and we're probably coming through loud and clear. Now, I can actually hear myself in these microphones to a degree. No more. Where's that coming from?
Which echo?
Well, I could hear myself in the microphones.
It could be these microphones picking you up.
So that may be it, because we're close.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me do this. I'll unplug for just a second. And what I'll do is I'm going to roam upstairs just for a second, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Can I hear you, Daniel?
I would imagine you should be able to hear me.
Okay, I hear you faintly.
So I need to speak closer to the microphone.
Yeah, now I'm hearing you pretty decent, but I'm still hearing myself in the earphones when I'm talking. And I'm way up here.
Yeah, I think it's because the Omega radio, at least, is picking up both broadcasts, the one from the StreamYard and the one from Blog Talk Radio both.
Okay. So if we have that box and microphone, that eliminates all that.
It should, because it would be a single microphone source.
Okay. So.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a ton of reverb anymore.
Yeah. So if I mute you. Okay, so what we need to do is listen on Omega Radio.
Here, let me see Daniel's got my phone. Daniel, do you have my phone? Is it coming through?
So what we need to find out is on Omega Radio, not Blog Talk Radio, is if we hear that reverb.
No reverb on Omega.
So
no, when you were speaking on there, there was no reverb.
Okay.
There was reverb.
Okay. So Omega Radio is still picking up both signals.
Okay.
So we need to figure out if there's a way to tell Omega Radio then.
Which is just here. Maybe it's in their settings.
Alternate option would be to tell Omega Radio to not.
There is a big pipeline that you could get into there under the stone. Max.
Blog Talk's going off in 10 seconds, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this SAM broadcaster here has a pipeline. Would that be helpful to you to see the pipeline? How sound goes through it? I mean, it's an actual pipeline. It goes like this. Go ahead and show me. The pipeline, did you want to see the pipeline?
Yep.
Okay. So let's, I got to remember where it is myself. So I think when it comes to sound, where do we put it at here? So is it, was it here? I'm going to. Auxiliary. Now I'm going to feel kind of foolish because I don't know where it is. Tools. Oh, where did you go? Bummer. It's this, it kind of looks like this, but it's not. Where did I have that? Where? Oh, wait. Configure. Here. Audio mixer pipeline. Here it is. Does this have anything to do with that? Not really, huh?
No.
Okay.
None of these things have.
Test.
Test.
About six, 7 seconds, not bad.
Okay. So I'm sure some part of this is related to how what you hear on the computer has to play out through Blog Talk Radio.
So you're picking up on that microphone, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. This would be easier if you could track down, you know, like an input signal coming from one of these, but it doesn't show any input or output signal coming from any of these. So Blog Talk Radio is no longer out right now, right?
Right, it's off the air. You want me to put it back on?
Auxiliary one is
useless. We just haven't been using it.
Okay. So your mix is set to be Deck A, Deck B, Auxiliary 1, and voice effects ran through a digital signal processor and then sent back out as a single stream.
Okay.
So I wonder.
Hmm.
because all of these signals come in.
Okay.
The voice effects doesn't go through the mixer. It goes straight here to the encoder and then out. So, but these others are run through a mixer and then it goes into a queue. So it cues out through the mixer. Unfortunately, the only easy fix, because it looks like something that I can, what it looks like in here is, but this wouldn't fix the problem where, when he's calling from Australia.
Right. Right.
So if Omega Radio isn't recording what you can hear,
you might be better off actually getting in contact with the technical support team at Blog Talk Radio and talking them through it.
They never, ever talk to anybody. It's always by email. They're good with their texting and chatting. But
okay, so Omega Radio would be the one that we would need to talk to, because Omega Radio is where the problem's at.
Okay.
But Blog Talk Radio, it's not a problem. Maybe what we need to do for you is, well, no, that wouldn't.
What if we paused Omega Radio altogether and did not stream the one-hour program on Omega, and we just went through StreamYard and Blog Talk Radio?
That wouldn't be a problem.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're going to have to do, is we'll get live on the video because we want more people to go to the video, but we want a good feed, and then we want people to be able to call in on Blog Talk. And if Omega's in the way, I'll just stop it for an hour.
Do it before, and then once the recording is done, then play it on to
Omega
Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because Blog Talk Radio archives everything we do.
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes later, I could just go and upload that, and 30 minutes, 10:30, I could, boom, put our on Omega.
And then good audio. Yeah.
So if you, from Blog Talk Radio, I don't know if you saw that, instead of her calling in regular, there's an option where you can invite guests.
Yes.
So I just sent her a guest invitation.
Okay, like I
said, that way you don't have to do Skype.
Okay. Oh.
StreamYard, not ShipYard.
ShipYard.
Yeah.
So
same thing.
So if I invite her and she comes on, what is she speaking through? The Logitech?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's this exact same as you.
Okay, now, but each time she goes and uses the Logitech upstairs, she has to mute some other sound, right? No, she doesn't have to get the sound on the computer off?
No, because the problem that she's having, or that you're having right now, is with Omega Radio.
Okay.
Because Omega Radio is taking everything you can hear.
Yep.
So if you can hear it, it's playing it back out through Omega Radio.
Okay.
So with Blog Talk Radio and with StreamYard, those are two separate streams. Each one are using the same mic, but it's
working.
It's fine.
Okay.
So you don't hear the echo on Blog Talk Radio, nor do you hear it in StreamYard because they're separate streams. But Omega Radio, because you can hear it on this computer, it's taking that, adding it to the encoding, and sending it back out again.
And that's where the,
so that's where the delay is, the reverb is coming from.
Okay, so the fix then is just eliminate Omega for 1 hour.
So to test that, if you want to really
test it,
what we would need to do is
set up another test.
Set up another test, and then mute your.
Yeah, keep the mic. Just hit the mic off on button. Okay, now if that's off.
So if you're muting.
That's all muted.
This, you shouldn't be able to hear anything on Omega Radio.
All right, let's see if I can get a quick one in. It's gonna be 20 minutes from now, though. Is that okay? So what we have to do is go here. Let me open this baby up. Now, we're still on YouTube, I'm pretty sure, and this is where we have to get. So let me do another create. I'm going to end this episode.
Okay, so I'm on Blog Talk Radio right now.
Okay. But yeah, Blog Talk's not on. It's not a live deal.
Right.
But I'm hearing something.
I can still hear myself, though. It may not be a public broadcast, but it's technically still running. Well, I'm.
If something's echoey in there.
If I take a quick shower.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Test with.
So, Blog Talk Radio is not live, but it is still up and running.
Okay, so there is a reverb now. Do we know where that's coming from?
Yeah, your mics over there are picking me up.
Okay, gotcha. So we're just going to do test. And then we're going to create. All right, so I've got a created program for 18 minutes from now. And I, now, how do I find out if we're being heard or even seen on YouTube? Okay, so I'm going to set that there. I better get over here.
Well, right now, it's listed as private, so you have to have a private mic available.
Okay. Could I see it?
I'm telling you, I want to view it on YouTube.
Daniel, you know that you come very highly recommended from your entire staff over at Best Buy?
Okay, so I'm unable to see it because it's listed as private, so only you can see it.
Okay, can I shift it from private to public?
Yeah.
How do I do that? Let's see. Settings. We got all that. Got all that. So I've got my microphone is the AG. My speaker is the AG. Okay. That's done. But there should have been more. Where do I get the private public thing?
It's in StreamYard. I switched it.
You switched it from there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I switched it to what's called unlisted, which is similar to private.
Okay.
You can only see it if you have the link to it.
Okay. So we're still live right now, right?
Right now, it's listed as waiting for Vincent.
Waiting for Vincent? Okay, where am I? Did I stop something? Let's see. Test, test, 1, 2. Can anybody hear me?
I'm clicking the go live button on it. Okay, so it's now live.
Okay.
There's a 10-second delay.
Test, test, 1, 2.
Okay, so my mic is unmute on all platforms.
Now, there was a lot of reverb in the sense of echoing was just going on when you spoke. Is that because we're close?
Well, right now, I'm not hearing. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I could hear everything in the background. That's interesting.